Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport, and I'm coming to answer your colour and style questions. You have been sending me in. If you have any questions, send them to Imogen at insideoutstyleblog.com, and I will pop them into my Q&A lucky dip. So Marie has asked, how can I dress for the office so I don't look too young and innocent, but still keep my autumn colouring and my romantic natural style identity? So when we are thinking about what is appropriate for the office, so we're thinking about, on the whole, it's more structured clothes and a bit less colour. But really, these days, unless you work somewhere that is seriously corporate, which is not as many places as it used to be, you know, that bit of colour, that, you know, autumn colouring, fine. You know, you can wear your olives, your browns, and those sorts of colours, team them back with, you know, your other, you know, beautiful greens and reds, turquoise, blues, all those sorts of things, oranges. So really, it's the feminine and the, what did you describe it as? Romantic and natural style. So romantic, I read as feminine, so it's softer. And then natural is more comfortable, more relaxed. So when we're thinking about, okay, so if my workplace requires a certain sort of structured, more classic dressing style, so more jackets, skirts, dress pants, those sorts of things, shirts, think about, well, instead of wearing a crisp cotton shirt, go for a soft blouse, because that relates to your softer, more natural style, but also that softer, more feminine element of style. Now, you may need a jacket, but instead of it being just a classic straight blazer in a woven fabric, think about finding a jacket in a knit fabric, so it's stretchier and more comfortable, or a woven that's got a mix of knit and, you know, like, so it's got some stretch in it. And then look for a more feminine shape. Instead of it just being that straight up and down classic blazer shape, look for something that's got a little bit of kick at the waist, a little bit more curve, a little bit more, you know, flounce to it as such. And this will mean that you are, A, still looking appropriate for the office, but B, allowing your feminine, more relaxed style to come into that. So it's always looking at the details. It's not just going, well, I won't just wear the classic because the classic's not right. But it is looking for, well, you know, maybe I can wear a skirt that's a little bit flippy instead of just being a very straight skirt. Maybe it's got a little bit of a fluted hem, things like that. Thinking about those blouses very easily can add that feminine nature in, that kind of softer, some patterns, all those sorts of things. Very easy to find, still totally work and business appropriate. So it's really just looking at what are the needs of the corporate office. So it is that, well, you know, it is that it's more structured, it's more neutral, and then adding in those elements. So having them in your colours instead of that kind of black, white, grey, that is that classic sort of colouring. And then so bringing in those warm autumn colours and then bringing in the details. So looking at the details of the construction, of pattern, of the fabrics, all those sorts of things, so that you get your version of those. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas. And I know I've got some capsules and things in warm colours for the office and things like that as well. So do check them out on the blog too. Veronica's asked, my colours have changed since I last got them done 15 years ago when I was 40. What should I do? It says it's time to redo your colours. So colouring changes depending where you are in your life and how fast you age. But every 10 to 15 years, I do recommend most people get their colours redone. Now, but if you're in a period of change, it might be that it's only 5 years since you've had them done. But if you ever feel like these colours aren't working as well as they used to, so things like a hair colour change, you know, this might really affect your colouring. So if you've changed your hair colour some radically in some way or other, whether you've let it go grey or whether you've dyed it a completely different colour, that is a sign to go and get your colours redone. And just with general ageing, our colours soften down. So often it can be time to reassess your colours if they have just you know, over time really soften down and just feeling the colors aren't sitting right anymore. So I would just be saying it is time to reassess your colors because you are not static and your colors are not static either. Plus, other things that will happen is that your ideal value may change. So that is that, you know, the color, how light or dark your overall outfits are, so that will change, and your value contrast may change. If your hair colors change, that might completely change your value contrast, and your color contrast may also change. So all these things need to be really looked at. Sometimes the palette hasn't changed so much, but how you wear them has. So it is always important to just have a reassessment every few years of what's still working and what needs a little tweaking. Last question today comes from Deborah, who says, I always loved wearing greens and browns and oatmeal colours with my dyed brunette hair. Now I'm starting to let my hair grey out. It's salt and pepper with an area of white near the face. I'm not sure what colours will flutter this right now, and that is my biggest style challenge. So when we're thinking about going grey, so instead of the browns being your really great neutrals, you're now looking at maybe bringing in some warmer greys as your great neutrals. So look at your hair colour. Hair colour always is a brilliant colour for neutrals, so or for relating your hair color to your neutral. So when you have something that kind of mirrors your hair in a neutral, it always works with you. So it is one of those things, because it quite dominates us, particularly when we've got hair out. When I've got my hair back, it's not quite as dominating, but it's still there. But it is one of those things to look at, is use your hair as a guide and start buying clothes in those colors as your neutrals, and you'll find that then they harmonize really well with you. So you can then, you know, have those as your more new neutrals. Now, your eye color can also be a great kind of indicator of the colors that work for you. So if you happen to have brown eyes, maybe some of those browns will still work. But if you've got more green, like, you know, hazily olivey green colors, then I'd say those olivey greens will still work for you. But you might just want a slightly softer version than you used to wear. Or if you have blue eyes, you might find navy is good. Or maybe there's a gray blue, so there's a bluey, you know, it's a grayed out navy, or a grayed out a kind of blue gray could also be good. So it really depends on what they are, but they are really good indicators of the kind of colors you should be looking for in your wardrobe. Well, thank you for sending me those colors. And of course, if you need that color analysis, I do that just as a standalone service, or as part of my 7 Steps to Style program as well, because it is something that we do need to reassess. Our colors and styles and bodies change, and all these things change. I know I've got a few COVID kilos right now. But yeah, so it is one of those things that every now and again, it's great to reassess where we are with our style, because we keep having to buy clothes over time. So we want to make sure that those purchases are the best they can be based on the information we have today, rather than information that's 5, 10 or 15 years old. I hope you have a lovely day. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.